Looking sleek behind his desk, Gil Martell had his bronze hair slicked back and his capped and bleached teeth shining when Kovac strode in. Martell could only hold the pose for a second before his smile faded. Hooking up with Tom Severance had been good for him. He had a huge house facing the ocean just down the road from the compound, and any number of willing women for his bed from the transient population of responsivists who came to Greece on retreat. Part of him even believed that there were too damned many people on the planet. He was a consummate salesman and could feign belief better than the most devout. As for Tom and Heidi's master plan, what did he care about a bunch of rich people on cruise ships? It was only around Kovac that his facade cracked. The big Serb was a psychopath, plain and simple. Gil didn't know the man's background, but could only assume he'd been involved in the ethnic cleansing he'd read about in Yugoslavia back in the late 90s. The rescue of Kyle Hanley had been a disaster, but Martell felt he could handle the fallout. He didn't need Kovac watching over his shoulder and reporting every little detail back to Tom and Heidi. He admitted he should have anticipated his office had been bugged, but he'd said nothing substantive before turning on the jamming device. It was a minor lapse that didn't warrant Tom calling in his creepy lapdog. Kovac held a finger to his fleshy lips in a shushing gesture before Martell could speak. When Kovac reached the desk, he shut off the jammer, then took a small piece of electronics from the inside pocket of his black leather jacket. He systematically swept the room, his small eyes never leaving the electronic readout as he moved the device over bookshelves, furniture, and the carpet. Satisfied, he slipped it back into his pocket. So, there weren't any. The weight of Kovac's stare pressed Gil Martell farther into his chair. Kovac upended the desk lamp and peeled the tiny eavesdropper from the base. "End transmission," he said into the microphone, doing his best to mask his accent. He then crushed the bug between his thick fingernails, grinding it until it was as fine as particles of sand. He finally looked to Martell. "Now you may speak."
"Was that the only one?"
Kovac didn't bother answering such an inane question.
"I will need to sweep everywhere the intruders penetrated."
It would be tedious, but necessary.
"Have the guards draw up a map of the possibly infected areas."
"Of course, but I can tell you that they only entered my office and the dorm."
Feeling his head throb at Martell's utter stupidity, Kovac had to physically calm himself. When he spoke, his English was heavily accented but clear.
"They had to breach the perimeter wall and cross the compound to this building, and then make their way to the dormitory. They could have dropped bugs along the paths, thrown them into bushes, stuck them to trees, and even left some on top of the walls."
"Oh, I didn't understand."
Kovac gave him a look that said, "You are right, you don't understand."
"Was there anything on your computer pertaining to the upcoming mission?"
"No, absolutely not. All that stuff is in my safe. It's the first thing I checked after getting off the phone with Tom."
"Give me that material," Kovac ordered.